It's 8:30 in the morning in Jana Moyer's speech and debate class at Hug High, and students are settling into second period. It's a small group, only about 10 kids, but they're taking on a big project, trying to make their community a better place to live.
Good afternoon, Mayor Shibi and councilmen members. Thank you for having the time to listen to me.
Last week, 16-year-old Alejandra Alqueda, along with 30 other students from Moyer's classes, went downtown to Reno City Hall to ask leaders to address some issues. Chief among them is that there isn't enough street lighting in the neighborhood around the school.
Some streets have no light posts, which is very dangerous for cars to view. People walking down the street to local stores in the night, or students walking home from after school activities, and it's more possible for robberies or shootings to occur when it's poor lit.
The students also asked the city council to commission a mural on the nearby Reno Livestock Event Center and add recycling bins at bus stops. They say the improvements would increase morale in the community. Ward 3 City Councilman Oscar Delgado says the council's taking the students' recommendations seriously.
As soon as the first young woman spoke about the streetlights, Councilwoman Kanzi tagged me on a text to our liaison saying, let's set up a meeting to walk the area with our public works staff to see what are the issues. So my hope is that you'll see results here in the next few months, next few weeks.
The student presentations may also have some extra benefits. Throughout the process, the Hug High classes received mentorship from students from the University of Nevada, Reno. Mary Hilton, a professor of social work at UNR, oversaw the project.
The research shows that the more people are civically engaged, the healthier they are, both physically and psychologically. One study that was recently done showed that the communities with high rates of civic engagement actually responded better after the recession and recovered faster. So overall, civic engagement is really important.
And teacher Jana Moyer says the presentations may help the students get their families involved.
I think it's really empowering because these are students that, you know, once they feel like they've found their voice and they can, you know, share that voice, I think they're more willing to talk to their parents and say, hey, you know, you're always complaining about this thing, but you don't vote. Like, mom, go vote, or let's go together to city council and do something about this.
That could be important for a school like Hug, which recently made national headlines when a student who was wielding knives was shot by campus police. What often gets overlooked is the fact that almost every student there is eligible for free and reduced lunch. It's also mostly Hispanic. Those are two groups that have historically been underserved. 17-year-old Manny Fernandez, another student presenter, plans to stay up to date with what's going on in his community far beyond this project.
At first I thought like, hey, we're probably just going to do this once and then be done. But then once I actually did it, and like once I actually got involved and saw how easy it is, I thought, hey, like I might as well try to be involved, do something, try to see the change I want to see and actually push for it.
The students are already setting their sights higher. Many of them plan to head to the Capitol this week to tell lawmakers about other issues that affect them on a day-to-day basis, like bullying. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.